I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper has signed two opioid-related bills into law. The Chieftain reports one of the bills restricts the number of opioid pills that can be prescribed for an initial prescription to a seven-day supply. There are a couple exceptions, however, including prescribing limits for chronic pain and cancer patients. The other bill is aimed at preventing misuse of opioids and establishes a study committee for substance use disorders. Colorado will be the first state in the country to test out so-called smart pavement on a stretch of highway this year. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
The Colorado Department of Transportation plans to install a half mile of high-tech road panels on a mountainous stretch of highway just outside of Denver later this year. Peter Kaczynski is the director of CDOT's $2 million smart pavement pilot project.
These precast panels of concrete pavement having technologies that are embedded in them, like sensors, fiber optics, that can do a myriad of things for us.
He says the roadway will be connected to the Internet of Things and can be programmed to call emergency responders when needed.
Not too unlike how, you know, the tracking pad knows where your finger is, these concrete pavement panels know where a vehicle's tires are. So the pavement can let me know if somebody left the road unsafely.
Kaczynski says this can be especially useful in rural or mountainous areas where roads are more isolated and driving conditions are often more dangerous. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.